Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, Amy Ferrarell from Access, and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, and the dye is being dumped into the river as we speak. We start the show with Elwood Bunny. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Special shout out to Wendy Snyder for holding down the fort last weekend. Thank you, Wendy. Did a tremendously outstanding job. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show, so let's go around the horn. Ladies first, Amy Ferrarell.
Good morning.
Going to be a homeowner on April 11th.
Yes, thank you so much for your help.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so happy you helped me.
That's good. Either do we. So sometime between now and then, magic will happen and you'll have a mortgage. So
yes.
Mazel tov on that. What are we talking about today, Amy Ferrarell?
We're talking about stair lifts and how to get them through the VA.
Yep.
So if you're a veteran, what are your benefits and what you need to do to get those benefits?
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
630-616-6249.
And the website?
Allaboutaccess.com.
Mr. Floor, Igor Morak.
Good morning, David.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
We were talking about creative financing at breakfast this morning.
I love creative financing.
I know you do. And it's all about numbers. And
I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
I know. Trust me, either do we, but it sounded really cool.
Right.
Sounded really cool, like we did, and we fooled her, so good. What are we talking about today, buddy? It's getting warm.
It is getting warm, David, and we're going to be talking about why some of our clients have been calling us and reporting that their floors are slippery.
Hmm.
Why are they slippery, David? And the answer generally lies in the way that people are maintaining their floors. So we're going to do a little deep dive into why we are seeing some slick floors, especially with the warmer weather coming.
Not very safe.
Not safe at all.
Slick floors, unless you're at an ice skating rink, you don't want anything slick.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. We do not want anybody hurting themselves or having any issues with a slippery floor.
Website, if our listeners want to reach out and check your fine work.
We are located at www.mrfloor.com or give us a call directly at 847-674-7500.
You know, breaking news. People imply that the www. I know you're old school.
Yeah.
And every time you do that, and we point it out during the break, you know, you don't have to do it, and you just do it anyway, which I love.
Well, once in a while, I
love the decadence. I love it. Nobody's going to tell me what to do with my website. I'm going to give out www. Take that.
What does it stand for?
World Wide Web.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Al Gore. Thank you, Mr. Gore.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, here comes the facts. I'm sure the fire. It wasn't Al Gore. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let me know how wrong I am on our text line. Mike Houston.
Good morning.
Lindholm
Roofing.
God, I always do that.
That's okay.
Lindholm Roofing. Lindemann Chimney, Fireplace Heating. Lindholm Roofing, bazillion years in business.
75 years. 76. I'm sorry, 76.
Wow. And you guys were talking, you and Amy were talking about how you are now implementing drones in your pregame routine to see safety features and what needs to be done, what doesn't need to be done on quotes. You're going to dive a little deeper into that?
We could. It helps a lot to, you know, on some of those tall, steep buildings, you can't see everything. You can't climb up there. It's dangerous. A drone is very helpful.
So in the 76 years that you guys have been in business, the past couple of years with the weather being as crazy as it's been, have you seen a stretch like this lately, just nationwide, with forest fires and wind and hurricanes and all that stuff? I know you know we don't get the hurricanes up here. We get blizzards. We haven't had a blizzard in forever in a day.
Blizzard, wind, hail,
right? And tornadoes.
It's just more prevalent, more and more.
Okay, you guys are seeing that on your side
a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
If for our listeners. What else are we talking about today?
It's spring. You know, she's texted and she's on her way. So let's walk around the house and take a look at things.
Okay.
Whether you hire us to do it or you do it yourself, I have a few hints.
Free consultations?
Free consultations, always.
First time I met Mr. Lindholm, well, I tell the story at least once a year. We thought we were having a leak in our roof, and it turned out to be a beehive that got behind our facade, and it was the honey was leaking into our screened-in porch.
Brown, sappy color.
We thought
Did
it was mold. No, we didn't know what it was. No, I was power washing it. I was scrubbing it. Mr. Lindholm came out, all 80 years old and everything, schlepping a ladder, climbed up. Nothing wrong with this roof. I'm like, yes, sir. Thank you very much. That's the first time I met Mr. Lindholm.
Tom Lindholm. Didn't Bob Lindholm take a tennis ball out of your gutter once because you thought it was clogged?
No, that was a different David Hochberg.
Okay.
I would take credit for that. I'm taking the credit for the beehive. So if our listeners want to reach out, what's the best number we got ahead of break?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, packed show, rivers being dyed green, mailbag from Center Guard Plumbing coming up, lots of interesting things. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. Light them up, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And to my daughter Lindsay and Natalie in Studio D with their friends, please don't touch anything. There's very valuable. You break it, I got to pay for it. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing.
My baby just wrote me a letter.
Mail call!
Mail call!
The only plumbing company I trust to touch my pipes, Amy, that are in my house.
Oh, in your house.
In my house.
Okay. Plumbing pipes.
Plumbing pipe. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Hey, I'm just clarifying.
Breaking news. Mr. Pulte has been confirmed as the director of the Federal Housing Finance Authority. That was on Thursday. Hopefully he will get in his chair on Monday, look over the ridiculous rules that Sandra Thompson, the previous director of FHFA, put in there that caused borrowers with great credit to pay more for mortgages, costing them tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in added payments on their mortgages, which is ridiculous. Which leads into the next story. Congratulations, the American consumer. Collectively, we now hold $1.35 trillion in credit card debt, with some cities carrying higher credit card balances than others. Americans added approximately $74 billion to their outstanding balances last year alone. The highest city in the United States. Guess what state, Mike? Go quick.
Illinois.
No.
I would say California.
Correct. Santa Clarita, California led the rankings with an average household debt, $22,750.
Wow.
Nice job, all of you residents in Santa Clarita. All
congratulations,
you
right?
Congratulations, listeners out there.
David, is that good debt or bad debt?
Anything on credit card debt, Igor, at 15 to 38%, I would classify that as bad debt.
Yeah.
Coming in close second is Fontana, California, Riverside, California, Pearl City, Hawaii. Here's interesting. I thought this was interesting. Cities with the lowest household credit card debt include Madison, Wisconsin, $9,678. Toledo, Ohio, and Lewiston, Maine. But it's still all three carry $9,000. I thought that was interesting. And here's another sign that things are not good. More borrowers are falling behind, raising concerns about the economic stability of the housing industry. After months of steady foreclosure activity, new filings jumped in February, raising concerns about whether the U.S. housing market is showing signs of early economic strain. Foreclosure filings climbed to 33,383 properties last month, a 5% increase from January. This is nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Economists see a 30% chance of recession in both 25 and 26, pointing to a mix of stubborn inflation, cooling consumer demand, and rising loan delinquency rates. Factor that in with the increased delinquencies in used car payments on used car loans.
But David, aren't people still sitting on 2% and 3% interest rates?
That's the problem, Igor. Yes.
Why is that the problem?
Because they love their rate and they're drowning in debt.
Oh, I see. They don't want to leave it.
They love their 30-year fixed in the 2s and the 3s and the 4s. 70% of homeowners that have a mortgage today have a rate under 5%. And I've been telling our listeners for the past 3 years, you could take your 2, 3, and 4% loan, put it in a pipe and smoke it when you've got $30,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 with the credit card debt. Cause that credit card debt, yes, it is at 15 to 36, 38%, and yes, it is costing you a hell of a lot more. Typically the minimum payment on a credit card is 4%. Okay, you could thank Chuck Schumer and the Congress when Obama's second administration for passing credit card reform legislation, and the credit card company's like, all right, you want reform? We're going to take our 2% minimums up to 4%. You want to play with us? Boom. So put more strain. Nice job, Chuck Schumer, this clown. Okay, so I'm just telling you, there's an added strain of what's going on. Leads into this. Our listeners contacted me just this week. Lady contacted me, 73 years old widow. She's got a reverse mortgage on her home. I was down in Cancun last week, company trip. All the sales leaders went down there for a conference on the company. It was very nice. Lady emails me down there freaking out. I'm in a reverse mortgage. I want to get out of this thing. Panic. So I came back. I'm like, I'll call you next week. Talk to her. She's like, my mortgage payment has grown to $80,000. I'm like, how long you had the reverse mortgage? 4 years. Husband passed away. He got us into this thing before he passed away. I'm like, okay. What are you using the money for? To pay my real estate taxes and my insurance. Okay. Well, you haven't made a mortgage payment in 3-4 years, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you, and when you had to pay your real estate taxes at $10,000 a year and your $1,200 to $1,500, $2,000 of your insurance, you've been tapping in the reverse mortgage? She's like, yeah. I go, why is it bad? She's like, I want to get out of this thing. I'm like, how much money you got in the bank? She's like, $30,000 is all I have left. I'm like, what do you got access left on the reverse mortgage? $45,000. I'm like, okay. Why do you want to? Why? I'm like, if you refinance out of your reverse mortgage, which is a phenomenal product, I didn't put them in the reverse mortgage. Somebody else did. I'm like, then you'd have to pay a mortgage payment every single month, which will dip into your $30,000. Then you'll have to pay your taxes, which you don't have money for, out of the $30,000. You'll be out of money in 2 years. She's like, nobody told me that. Like,
is it reverse mortgage interest only?
Nope. It's a fully amortized payment that gets added to the back end of your loan, to your balance. I said, that's why your mortgage balance has gone up $80,000-$90,000 in the past 4 years, because you haven't made a mortgage payment in 4 years, number one, and you tapped out for the tax and the insurance. I go, if you would have not had that, you'd be out of money right now. She's like, well, my kids don't like it. I'm like, well, are your kids writing you a check for $2,000 a month to help you survive? She's like, no. Then tell your kids to shut their mouths and stay in their lane. Because if they're not going to come up to help mom pay for the tax and the insurance, then tell them they don't have any say in this. And if they have any questions, to call me and I'll walk them through it.
It just sounds like she didn't understand mortgage process to begin with. And if her husband's the one that set it up, she wasn't involved.
She was, and she's listening right now. I said, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
I said, if your kids got any questions, have them call me. It's a great product. So that was just one call. Another call was, we have listeners out there getting 2-3 teaser rates, 3s and 4% teaser rates. I am telling you, I'm getting pictures of mailboxes blowing up with these offers. What these scumbag lenders do with these scumbag teaser rates and misleading teaser rates is they're buying lists from aggregators that are collecting information that know that you're loaded with credit card debt and have equity in your home.
Jeez.
That's why they're attacking you. Not just one letter. One of our listeners sent me a letter, a picture with 5 letters. She's like, I get one of these every single day. I go, yeah, I know. You got 35, 40 G's on your credit cards. That's why they're attacking you. Hmm. So they know. And each one of them said introductory rate 4.3, 4.2. This isn't 2021 anymore. We're in 2025. I could get you down to the fours, but you're going to pay about $20,000 to get to the fours. It's a sucker's bet. Do not fall for it. And this is out there all the time. Drives me crazy. So keep an eye out for that. A listener called into John's show. John was talking about real estate taxes, how high real estate taxes are. And she happened to live in Northbrook. She lives like maybe 4 minutes from me, Igor, around the corner on the back side of Mission Hills, okay, off of Technies, right? Yeah. Off of by there, you know, circa 1950 house that's worth more in the back of a dump truck than it is in its current state. Beautiful house. Yeah. Okay, as soon as she moves, somebody's going to buy it, knock it down, and build a McMansion there. Freaking out about her real estate taxes. Went through everything. Her kid and grandkid moved up. Her kid and daughter-in-law moved to somewhere in Wisconsin. I don't know. Somewhere in Wisconsin. And she's going back and forth 90 miles both ways to go see the grandkid. She wants to be close to grandkid. She's a widow, too. Mm. So I ran through everything. I'm like, listen, you're doing great. Her taxes went up to 9 G's. She got them down to $6,000, right? She did all this herself. Left me a nice text. Thank you for calling. You know, I ran through every different scenario, right? No, but didn't do anything for it except had a conversation. Thank you very much for talking me through this. Like, you need a realtor? She's like, my friend's a realtor. I'm gonna contact her when I want to sell. Bing, bang, boom, and she'll be out. I think Fontana, Wisconsin. Is that close to, is that?
That's by Lake Geneva.
Okay, up over by there somewhere. Yeah. Okay, so,
nice area.
So, you know, she's listening right now. And then one last thing. There's a listener right now. A president of, a CEO of a bank called me. An old client called him. He's living in a house. He's in his 60s, his wife's in his 60s, loaded with debt. Freaking out, was trying to get a loan with another bank that rhymes with CIBC, okay? It was going nowhere, okay? So he called, he was introduced to me, I ran it through, I'm like, okay. He's like, my son lives with me. I said, okay, can your son go on the mortgage? He's like, yeah. So bam, we bring the son on the mortgage, we do a cash out refinance, pay off all this debt, get him into a better position, pull out an extra 5 G's, so he's got a little walking around money. I said, once we close this and your debt's gone and you put the $5,000 in the bank, there's going to be alert to the FBI because you've only had like $15 in there for the past 3 years. They're going to think you knocked off a convenience store or something. All of a sudden, you got $5,000 in there. You could hear the guy's pressure go out. We're going to save him $1,127 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
It's huge.
It's a game changer for this guy. So he's like, what should I do about the bank that rhymes with CIBC? I'm like, just call him, tell him you found another opportunity to go in another direction. Thank you for their time. This guy was there. You could hear the pressure release valve go, psh. He's like, I can't thank you enough. I'm like, well, hold off on the attaboys, the back slaps and the ass and the, and you know, the ass smacks and the back slaps until we're done. But everything's working in the right direction. But 30 days, this guy, psh.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't thank you enough.
Can you imagine? I mean, the amount of stress that
Igor, I get these calls. I talk to listeners like every day.
Yeah, I bet.
This guy was in 20. He had $20,000 owing to the IRS, and he had $40,000 owing to credit cards. So he owed 60 some G's. We're pulling out 70 some, $75,000. Wow. He's at 55 loan to value. He's got a ton of equity. He just couldn't get to it. The relief of stress off this guy's back was amazing.
Yeah.
All right. That's the Center Guard. Thank you for listening. Thank you for Center Guard for sponsoring. That's the Center Guard mailbag segment. The only plumbing company I trust to touch the pipes in my house. We're going to come back with Amy Farrell from Access after these messages. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The river is green, and we'll be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Amy Farrell, Access. We're talking about helping veterans who are mobility challenged, get them the help that they need. And Mike will tell you, I want to ask Michael something. As a VSO, Veteran Service Officer, why are veterans so hard-headed about getting assistance?
Gosh, I wish I had a real answer for that other than just general mentality.
Yeah.
Somebody's tough.
Always needs it worse more than I do. Right?
That's exactly how they think. And yet the bottom line is veterans, if it's deserving, should always go for, ask for benefits that they feel they deserve. Always.
Well, they've earned it.
And it makes it better and easier for the ones that do need it to get it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And I asked Michael,
opens the door for that.
As a Navy veteran.
Navy veteran.
Right. So that's why, and you're a veteran service officer, you help veterans write their stories that are then submitted to the VA that get graded, for lack of a better term, and then to determine how much services and money, disability payments, or how much service-connected disabled they are to get their real estate taxes lowered or completely forgiven here in the great state of Illinois.
Correct.
Okay.
And one correction, I'm not a veteran service officer. I'm a post service officer, which is just below a veteran service officer. A veteran service officer has a lot more authority and ability than I do, but I still have the same knowledge and experience as they do. But a post service officer has a little less to do with it.
Strike one.
That's okay.
No. You don't correct the host on his own show. You do that during the commercial break, but we will give you the
No, veteran. There's a difference between. That's all.
I understand. I'm only kidding.
But you're a big boy, David.
So no, I appreciate that clarification of that distinction. So there you go. So let's now go back to you, Amy Farrell, now that we have covered why there's always somebody that needs it worse, you know, needs it more than I do, but there is enough money to go around. Especially for our veterans.
There is, yeah. And it's set up, your benefits through the VA are set up differently than commercial health insurance. And there's a lot of veterans out there that have commercial health insurance. They've never used their veterans benefits. But they're aging. And they get to a point where they have accessibility issues in their home. And these accessibility issues create problems where you might need to move. And buy a ranch home, which are hard to come across, an accessible home. They're just not available. So the VA pays for equipment like stair lifts and vertical platform lifts.
Handrails,
grab bars, ramps, accessibility equipment, different than commercial insurance, which doesn't cover that. So even if you've never seen a doctor at the VA, you can go in, get your disability rating, and see what you qualify for as far as that accessibility equipment is concerned. And then you don't have to move, maybe.
Right.
You don't have to sell your house. You can stay where you're at.
Does Access have personnel on hand that handles all that? Because the paperwork could be overwhelming, and it could freak some people out not to want to even pick up a pen or go to a keyboard and start the process.
Yes, we do. We can guide you in the process. But it's actually a lot easier than you think. You know, you can just go see a doctor at the VA and it starts there. Just got to go see the doctor.
What about surviving spouses? So if a surviving spouse had challenges and the veteran is no longer with us, right?
So this is
how does that work?
This is how it works. If the veteran's with you and they install a stair lift for that veteran, you can use the stair lift. You can use that equipment.
Okay.
But the VA stops servicing it. Okay. So it's just for the veteran. Okay. But it's not for the surviving spouse.
Got it. So,
okay, but if it's in there, they're not going to come and take it
and
away.
Rip it out.
You own it. You can use it.
And we have a texter here. Great question. Very timely. What about all the cuts that Mr. Musk and President Trump are proposing for the VA? Is that going to impact what is currently happening with the programs that you know about?
It has not affected anything so far.
Okay.
Obviously, we're working with government workers that facilitate all these orders. So things have changed a little bit in that regard, but it hasn't changed the amount of orders coming through or what they're approving.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You've strategically partnered with two leading manufacturers to find the right solution to 99% of the homeowners. Can you talk more about that?
Yes. So we have partnered with Access BDD. They're a stair lift manufacturer. And it's a wonderful product. I love installing them personally. They make a great straight stair lift and a great custom curved stair lift. So we can pretty much put those anywhere. And then also Bruno, which is manufactured in the United States. They make, I call it the Cadillac. They make the Cadillac of stair lifts. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. It's manufactured right up in Wisconsin. And they make a great product also for higher weight capacities. So we've pretty much crossed the board of anything, any need you might have as far as a stair lift. We have it covered.
773, my wife recently passed away. Needed the stair lift. We no longer need the stair lift. Can we donate it to Access for implementation in somebody's home?
If it's a straight stair lift, not a custom curved stair lift, and it's still in pretty good working condition, we'll come get it for free if you want to donate it to us.
And if it's curved, there's a slight charge?
Yeah, so this is what I say. Curved stair lifts can't be used anywhere else. They are totally custom to your staircase. Even if you have a neighbor with the same staircase, there's variances that make it not usable there. So it usually takes about between $400 and $600 to have one of these straight stair lifts removed and scrapped. Worst comes to worst, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but you could have a handyman come and take it away because we're not trying to keep the integrity of the unit.
Got it.
So take it away and have them scrap it, and that might save you some money.
What about two steps up, then a straight shot up? Is that considered a straight stair lift?
Nope, that's a curved stair lift.
Really?
Yeah. But if it goes down to the landing and then doesn't curve down those two steps,
right?
It's just a straight shot up and down. That is a straight stair lift.
Okay. Yes. We got to hit a break. So if our listeners want more information about the veteran program and more information about turning in
And buybacks,
all that stuff. Yep. How do they reach you guys?
630-616-6249. And our website is allaboutaccess.com.
All right. We've got a special. It's March Madness weekend here. Mm. So WGN Radio Hoops Challenge, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Take the WGN Radio Hoops Challenge, sponsored by the aforementioned ChevyDriveChicago.com. Do you know better than Lou Manfredini or other WGN VIP radio pickers? I guess I'm one of those. Uh-huh. Register to play in WGN's College Basketball Hoops Challenge at WGNRadio.com/hoops starting tomorrow, Sunday night. You want to get in your bracket picks, score the most points, to have a shot at winning $500 gift card at Winningham Meats, courtesy of your local Chevy dealers. Again, it's WGNRadio.com/hoops to register to play. And it's all sponsored by the fine folks at Chicago Chevy dealers. I'm sorry. It's sponsored by the fine folks at your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDrivesChicago.com.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Amy?
Yeah.
I'm not touching your last name because there's a bet and over under that I'll screw up your last name. Ferrera.
Ferrari.
Ferrera.
Furball.
Ferrera.
Flapjack.
Fight Club.
Fructose.
Farfalle.
Ferrera.
Holy flippin' flap.
Ferrera.
Got it right. I didn't know this was an English class today, which if it is, I'll get another D.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Megapro. Call, text, and photo line. Thank you for all of the texts so far. We've got three pages to go through later on in the show. Michael, you and Amy were talking about just now about veterans. I know you want to talk about going around and eyeballing. Do you want to comment?
Well, as far as veterans go and apply and qualifying for benefits, Amy, we talked, and it's really not as hard as you think. The paperwork's not as complicated as you think. And if you're a veteran that has never been to the VA or seen a VA doctor, all the private practice treatments that you receive through hospitals and nurses and doctors that have anything to do with your service-related issues, whether they be physical, mental, or other, that qualifies you, and the VA will look at that and make a determination based on that. The biggest key to VA benefits is being patient. Because they take their time. But if they take 6 months to make a final decision, they will back pay you to the time or date that you applied, and you'll get all that and then start.
Can I just add one thing real quick?
Yes, sir.
Because I talked to Lauren Hsu earlier, prior to the show. She referred me a client. We locked her in yesterday. I thanked her for the lead. She used to be on the show. Her dad is a Vietnam veteran. Her dad used to, and the only reason I'm talking about it is because he talked about it on the air, okay? Her dad used to have major PTSD bouts, and it was horrific, okay? She went down to Bourbonnais, got him in a car, put his rear end in a car, drove to Rockford, where one of our guys, I forgot the gentleman's name, but who was a VSO, and he did a painting for me in my office. I cannot think of his name right now. And he wrote down Lauren's father's story and submitted it. He now has a I think it's a 100% service-connected disability. Not only does he not pay real estate taxes on his home in Bourbonnais, saves him over $10,000 a year. And he talked about it on the radio show. It's the only reason I'm talking about it. And he now gets a stipend from the VA for the disability that he experienced, that he came home from Vietnam with. So when you talk about game-changing opportunities, which you just said, I always tell that story because it's so valuable. This guy was sitting in his basement having PTSD episodes. Lauren drove from Chicago down to Bourbonnais, what, an hour, hour and 15 minutes, threw his father's rear end in her car and schlepped him up to Rockford to get what needed to be done. He's now getting benefits that he needs. He should have been getting all along, and he's no longer paying real estate taxes on his home, and that's what that's all about.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to add that. Now let's transfer over to housing, and because there's a great segue into roofing somewhere in there. So I'll leave that to you.
I saw it.
All right, go ahead.
So I just want to give homeowners a few hints. Obviously, as I said, spring has texted and she's on her way, and it's time to look at your home perimeter after our winter. Even though it really wasn't a harsh winter, we haven't had a harsh winter in 2 or 3 years. But walk around your home. Look at your gutters. Look at the extensions. Make sure nothing's crushed at ground level. Grab hold of your downspouts and shake them. See if they're detached from the house.
Ours came off. Brand new house. 3 years. Elise goes, my wife goes, did you see the downspout? I'm like, what are you talking about? We're outside my office window. She's like, the downspout came out. I'm like, what are you talking about? So a big, 8-10 foot section broke loose on our 3-year-old house.
It's easy to do it if you get up on a ladder or if it's a ground level, but if not, hire someone like us.
It's a lot easier for you to do it.
It is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Take a look at your gutters. Make sure there's no growth coming out of them. You don't want any terrariums in your gutters. Water's not going to get down. Step back. Grab a binocular. Look at your roof. See if you see any imperfections, some lifting shingles, something missing.
Light spots. Right.
When you walk around your house, look at your window perimeters, because there's aluminum that goes around your window and it's caulked. And if the caulk is separated or fallen out, it just needs a simple caulk.
Light spots meaning that your shingle has lost some of its grit. And it's lighter than other areas. So if you have a brown roof and then you have a beige area, it should be brown all the way through. That's what I mean, light spots.
It can happen, sure.
If you want to expand on that.
Well, there's, with the snow and ice being able to drag, if you will, parts of the roof down with it, it can drag some of those granules and change the appearance of the shingles. Snow and ice can get under the shingles and lift them. I mean, there's just so many things that you can go and look at. Make sure that the hoses that you might have forgotten to disconnect,
right?
Make sure those have been disconnected. Make sure your water spigots, if that's what they're called, are dripping.
Coxswains.
Coxswain.
No, coxswain.
Coxswain.
Silcock.
Silcock. Thank you. Coxswains on the boat.
That's... Sure. Ask the floor guy the plumbing question. Right.
Silcock. We got Nancy and Waukegan with a question for you. You ready for this?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Hang on. Nancy, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. You have a question for Mike?
Yeah, I do. I have an old dish on my roof, and I was wondering what I need to do to take that off or seal the holes. Or
satellite dish.
It's an easy, simple job. It probably has 3 legs. It's probably connected with some lag bolts. It's simple to get up there, take them out. You're going to have about 5-6 holes in your roof. The best thing to do is not to fill them with caulk, but to actually replace those 5, 6, 7 shingles. Hopefully the roof is not that old, and the color of the new shingle will not clash with the old shingle. But it's easy enough to do. It's not a very expensive process.
Is that something that...
Lindholm will do and give you a free estimate to do it.
Nancy, are you handy?
Not handy enough to go up on the roof and do that.
Okay, there you go.
Neither am I. Don't feel bad.
All right.
We'll make sure to give you a call, Nancy. I think we have your phone number.
Yeah, you go up to Waukegan, right?
All the time.
Yeah, it's in your... Aren't you guys... Where are you guys located?
Chicago, but we go up to Lake Forest, Lake Bluff,
Zion?
North Chicago, Zion,
yeah,
Winthrop Harbor. We go to Fontana. Someone mentioned Fontana, Lake Geneva. We go into Indiana.
Okay. So Nancy, Mike will give you a call after the show, okay?
Okay, so you don't recommend caulking the holes or something like that, that actually the shingles should replace or you might get leakage?
That is correct. The caulk's just going to last so long, it's going to expand and contract. The shingles are there to cover and protect better.
And you've got all the different colors. What color's your roof, Nancy?
It's kind of a light brownish tone, but it's not a newer roof. It's maybe 12 or 15 years old.
That's new enough to still be able to be repaired.
Can you take a picture, Nancy, and text it to this number?
I can, but I'm not at home right now.
Okay, no problem. Mike will follow up with you after the show and schedule something for you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We got to hit a break here, Michael. So we got you a job up in Waukegan. What's the best number to reach in? We'll come back more with a bunch of text questions later on the show, buddy.
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
We're going to take a quick break here, then come back with Igor Marak talking about why your house should not have slippery floors and be like a roller skating ring or an ice skating ring after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. It's a James Earl Jones of WGN Radio.
Oh, yeah.
David Jennings.
Oh. Great voice.
And the Empire Carpet guy. That is David Jennings when you watch the Empire Carpet commercial. Mm. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Means nothing. Slippery floors in your homes. Great segue into a slippery floor because Dave Jennings does not like slippery floors. Why are floors? Is it because of the products that our listeners are using?
David, that's exactly the problem.
Okay. Get a gold star.
So, absolutely. If we had like one of those bells to ring, I mean, I'd be ringing it right now.
I got it here somewhere.
So our phones are really blowing up, David, with all of these questions. Why are my floors slippery? Why are they becoming slippery? What is causing them to be slippery and hazy? And you know, all of the things that we always talk about on the show. And so the difference between our products at Mr. Floor and a lot of the over-the-counter products is we are not – it's a philosophical difference. We are not at Mr. Floor. We're not looking to create an artificial sheen.
Like a Murphy's soap.
Oil,
sorry.
Any of those products.
Right.
Right. And so the industry concept is we're going to make your floor shiny. Therefore, you're going to think they're clean.
Right.
Therefore, you're going to think that our products are working
Trickery.
Great. And what happens over time is you keep cleaning, you keep layering and cleaning. And then all of those layers trap and encapsulate dust, dirt, and debris.
Along the way,
yep. Causing the surface to actually wear down quicker. But the ingredients really, David, that cause the floors to be slippery are oils and waxes. That's what's leaving the shine. And so what we do at Mr. Floor is we design our products to be completely non-slippery. They're not going to leave any kind of a haze or residue on your floor. They're not going to leave your floor slippery. They're not going to make the floor artificially shiny either. They're just going to keep the floor clean. We're changing the surface tension of dirt. We're removing it off the floor onto a rag, a cloth, a paper towel, it doesn't matter, and getting it off the surface.
And I know the answer is going to be it depends, but typically how long if a listener has been using their Murphy oil or other products that are building up that resistance, right? How mm-hmm. long does it take for your product to cut through to eliminate all of that and to put your product's protective coating on it?
So it's such a great question, David, and I'm glad you asked it because
I'm pretty good at this.
You're hitting it out of the park today. The reason that that's such an important question is because one of the things that we hear from our clients that have been using other products for years and then they switch over to the Mr. Floor line of cleaning products is all of a sudden they think that our cleaning product is making their floor slippery. And what ours is doing is it's actually trying to gently and safely break through and cut through all of those layers that have been there for years. So if, let's say, you've been cleaning incorrectly for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and you have all this layering going on, it's going to take our product months, really months, to gently break through it. We don't have anything aggressive in our formulation, so we're looking to gently remove whatever that contaminant is and basically remove it off the surface. But if we're too aggressive, now we're going to start to potentially damage the coating, which we do not want to do.
Got it.
So be patient. A lot of our clients, you know, we preach patience. We ask them to just keep going. If you're cleaning once a week, maybe try cleaning, you know, multiple times a week or whatever the case might be. But, you know, you'll eventually break through all of those layers and you will expose the clean surface of your polyurethane coating.
Mike had mentioned that spring has sent a text, hey, we're right around the corner. And I know that your company offers cleaning services. Can you talk about and educate our listeners that want to start doing that deep spring clean, the types of services you offer on hardwood floors and hardwood surfaces?
I would be happy to. So the cleaning products that we are recommending to our clients to do, you know, for more of a do-it-yourself type of an approach,
yeah,
or just a simple maintenance type of an approach, are the same products we use in our deep cleaning process. So if you were to hire us and say, Igor, I've got, you know, 5 years of grime on the floors. I mean, they look terrible. They're lifeless. We don't know what to do. If all we need to do is just clean your floors, we can accelerate that process from months to possibly weeks or days by coming in using our high-speed buffers, our terry cloth towel wiping system, and our cleaning products. So we're going to basically deploy the same products onto the surface of the floor, and then we're going to use a high-speed buffer, which you don't own, David.
Right.
And we're going to try to
get... You don't know that because I've got a lot of equipment in my house.
It's certainly possible.
True.
But we're going to try to accelerate that cleaning process. And once we've performed that deep cleaning process, we're going to leave you with our cleaning product to then take over and continue.
And commercial sites as well. You do that, offer that service.
Absolutely. Residentially and commercially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Website if our listeners want to reach out.
Please find us online at MrFloor.com and give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. And David, please, I just want to remind everyone to use their WGN promo code at checkout to try our products.
For their first purchase, they get a discount.
Absolutely. For the first time, yeah.
And whoever calls in gets a sample of their choice.
Absolutely. All six of our products.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break, come back, open it up on the round table here, and answer listeners' text questions. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about
your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any residue. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about residue?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We don't highlight anybody's mistakes here on the show.
Yeah.
At all.
Never.
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 Not even yours.
We capture them, and we put it on full blast. So we have talented editors like Ben back there, producers that like to make people look like fools with their own words. I've been on the other side of that as well.
Listen, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, David...
It's a constant.
You know what I'm saying?
I've got a constant track going on in my head over and over and over again.
Right.
Just forget about it. 312-981-7200. Michael and I were talking a couple of minutes ago that when the weather breaks, and we're supposed to get snow tomorrow, right? So welcome to Chicago.
Yeah.
We 60 degrees today. People walking up. I got no coat on, right?
80 yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're going to get snow tomorrow. So until we get to like May 1st, you know, we could have 2-3 inches and then it goes away. So whatever, all right? But I'll tell you what happened. And the reason I asked you this question was the number of fence crews that I saw out this past week putting fences up in Deerfield, Northbrook, and Glenview, just driving around. I haven't seen those guys because the ground's been frozen, right?
Right.
So now that the ground has thawed, The fence crews that are out there putting the posts in, and I saw panels dropped off. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I looked, you know, further down as I drove, and there were the guys, you know, digging the holes and putting the posts up. I'm like, all right. And then I turned the corner, another truck. I must have seen 4 or 5 crews out. That's a lot, right? Yeah. I mean, you see once every couple of weeks. There are 4 or 5 just this week. Are you seeing that because the weather broke?
A lot.
Yeah.
Because it's all of a sudden warm and sunny, and people are thinking spring. Because she's texted, here she comes. They're thinking new roof. It's time, just like the fence guys. You know, the new fence. You know, the ground is thawed out. It's time.
If you're in construction and you can get a jump on your schedule in March, you're going to do it. If you can get concrete down, take the advantage of that. You know,
we're also doing jobs now that we sold in late fall or over the winter. And they're first in line. So this wet past week was a great week and opportunity to get started for sure.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. How are these tariffs impacting your pricing?
Not yet.
Really?
Same with us, by the way.
I'm telling you, I can't see how it can't be coming.
Hold on. You guys are not going to eat that tariff? I was told that all the businesses were going to eat the tariffs and not pass it on.
And go out of business?
Yeah, okay.
It's a good idea.
All right, that's how it works.
I won't be here next week.
I said that sarcastically. So where are shingles produced?
Well, honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, they're manufactured in the States, for sure.
Okay.
But where does the oil come from? I don't know, because oil is in the shingles.
Sure.
Granules, where do the granules come from? Are they imported? I think some granules, some special colors are imported from actually Africa.
Wow.
I just learned that recently. Some of the emollients, some of the cereal fillers, if you will, that go into a shingle, it's all a special formulation to help last forever. Where does the, well, not forever, but a long time, where does the fiberglass come from? Honestly, I really don't know, but I can't see how the tariffs cannot affect us moving forward. We deal with a lot of aluminum work.
Sure.
Sheet metal, mm-hmm. Canada. We do a lot of plywood replacement and wood replacement. Where does our wood come from? Primarily
Canada.
Yeah. So we tariff them. They're going to tariff us back.
Okay. I just wanted, the reason I know this is, we're not getting political, geopolitical here, but the manufacturers of flat roll aluminum coils, which go into aluminum cans, tins for pies, goes into aluminum for
flashings, gutters and downspouts, siding sometimes.
That flat stock, okay, they melt it, they pour it, they roll it. It comes in gigantic 10-ton, 20-ton rolls, okay? And those rolls are being manufactured in Canada, so prices might go up. Same for you, right?
Yeah, ramps.
I'm looking at you, Amy Farrell, right?
Yep.
The ramps are coming from where? Where is that being manufactured?
Well, our ramp supplier is actually kind of prepared for this. They've brought down a lot of aluminum and bought storage facilities, okay, and things like that. So they've been thinking about this actually since COVID,
okay,
the beginning of COVID. So they have a buffer there. But there is aluminum in a lot of the materials that we install, lifts, stair lifts, things like that. So right now we're not seeing any shifts in pricing, but it's always a possibility.
Sure. Are you going, right, to eat that, or are you going to have to pass it on?
You know, it depends on how high it goes.
Right.
You know, we'll eat some of it, but
25%
you can't eat all of it, because then now we're just doing business for free,
you know,
and that's at anybody that has to deal with these tariffs.
What about your wood flooring product? I mean, I know you've got inventory and warehouses, but you're not going to bring in a year's worth of wood. You don't have any place to put it. Plus you got to pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, the carrying costs become, you know, unreasonable, but, you know, as Mike was just saying, it's not just wood. I mean, a lot of our wood does come from Canada. But it's also our sandpaper. It's the granules in the sandpaper. It's mm-hmm. It's the oil that's used in the production of sandpaper. It's the, you know, the oil and the derivatives that are used, and distillates that are used in our polyurethanes. All of that is, so it's a complete trickle down, right? So I think as an industry, you know, the flooring industry is also keeping a very, very close eye on what's happening. But we're all kind of in the same.
It's like a holding pattern.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how about us? I'll tell you what. I previously mentioned foreclosures are going up. We're at a new credit card debt, $1.3 trillion. Okay, you start adding more, the credit card debt's going to go to $1.4 trillion, and you'll have more foreclosures. And then what will that do? That'll be great for interest rates, but I don't want anybody losing their homes. But that's the yin and the yang. People will be losing their jobs because people, our listeners, will get to a point where they're going to be like, you know what? I don't need to go out to dinner. I don't have any more room on my credit card. You know what? I don't need that,
like
whatever it is.
It's 2008.
Well, hopefully we don't get to 2008, because I lived through that. That was not good. But
people were in and out.
But it's different. It's different variables in 2008. 2008, you had money flowing through a 60-inch water main, and then it stopped, and we went down to a 1-inch water main. Okay, so that was a different variables than today. You've got listeners in their homes with solid financial backing when they secured the mortgage. Back in 2008, it was Wild West.
Like subprime.
Subprime, stuff. Right. But so different variables, but you still need to have money coming in to pay the bills going out. Okay, so that's what I'm afraid of. Just be very, very careful out
there. But David, at the same time, unemployment rate is still fairly low.
Fairly low.
Right?
For now.
The rate of inflation has slowed.
For now.
Even just a few days ago.
CPI numbers was low.
CPI numbers were good.
For now.
So for now, everything seems to be... So the threat of the tariff is a big threat, and it will change the way we all run our businesses.
The yin to that yang is this.
Yeah.
Typically, when the consumer pricing index, CPI, which is the cost of goods, the price that the consumers pay for products, has come down. Typically, when that came out lower and the inflation numbers came out lower, the bond traders would have looked at that positively, on a positive basis, and interest rates would have dropped. And Amy's rate might have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge is, the bond traders trade in the future. What's going to happen in the future? So even though you got good short-term numbers, local numbers with the CPI and the inflation. Short-term, I'm meaning just the past month, yeah. right? The long-term view of the bond traders was not positive, and the rates did not come down.
Well, one of the things that we look at, David, is actually the PPI. The producer price index.
So
that one is a little bit more telling in terms of, as Amy was saying, inventory building.
That's right? your input mm-hmm. cost.
That's my input cost.
Right. right?
So I'm very concerned with you know that particular rate
sure.
more so than even the CPI to a certain extent.
Right. Because what if it costs you more to produce?
Correct.
Then the CPI number, what you're going to have to charge to the consumer is going to also go up. So a lot of our listeners have no idea what we're talking about. And that's why we're bringing this out.
Yeah.
When you hear the CPI number come down, you would be like, okay, that's great. The price for consumers' goods, theoretically breaking it down to the ridiculous, has come down, which means inflation has come down, which is great. And one of the largest inputs for inflation is housing costs. So when interest rates come down, the cost of housing comes down. So that it's such a big amalgamated mess.
And you got to keep in mind also, David, energy, right? So
sure.
energy costs are a massive drag on the economy. And you know, if those continue to come down as they have been, and, you know, there's some speculation that that's going to continue to you know, sort of trend downward.
If the world economy slows down, then energy prices
yes.
come down.
Yes.
We've got a question from Mark in Huntley for you. We got a minute before the break. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hey, I've got the carpet squares with the rubber backing, and I've got to glue them down to the floor, and there's a glue that you roll down with a roller, but I don't know what it's called.
So to glue down carpet tiles, you got a minute for an answer.
So are you looking to glue down those carpet tiles, and did the carpet tiles not come with their own adhesive?
Correct. They're no adhesive on them.
Okay, so there are adhesives on the market, basically generic ones, and you can go to the big box stores even, and you can purchase a carpet adhesive. You just need to make sure, because some of them are special adhesives for concrete, some are for plywood, some are universal. So just make sure that you kind of read the back, or at least do a little bit of research. But you should be able to either paint those on with a brush or a roller or even a squeegee in some cases, and just lay those carpet tiles down.
Okay, Mark?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about the WGN Radio's Hoop Challenge, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, after the break. Coming out of the break, text messages continue to come in. We will continue to read them and give you answers. Phone lines are also open, like Mark just did. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Like a special shout out to John Hansen and David Hansen, his newborn son, listening. Hang on one second. Helps when I turn the microphone on.
There you go.
Just want to give David his first shout out. Great name, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congrats.
Got a gift going. Awesome. I asked him when he's coming back, and just going to mail it to his house because that's the type of guy that I am. Take the WGN Radio Hoops Challenge, sponsored by the Chevy DriveChicago.com. Do you know better than Lou Manfredini or other VIP WGN Radio pickers? Register to play in WGN's College Basketball Hoops Challenge at WGNRadio.com/hoops. Starting tomorrow, Sunday night, when the brackets are released, you'll want to get in your bracket picks. Score the most points and have a shot at winning a $500 gift card to Winningham Meats, courtesy of your local Chevy dealers. Again, it's WGNRadio.com/hoops. That's H-O-O-P-S for those that were wondering how to spell hoops, to register and play. And it's all sponsored by the fine people at the and your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. So this is a crazy time of year with basketball. And
March
Madness has begun. 312-981-7200. Out to Libertyville. John's got a question for Amy. How are you, John?
Good. Yourself?
Well, outstanding, buddy. The river's green. People are kayaking, and it's downtown is booming with a lot of activity. So it's beautiful out there, and we're enjoying ourselves. How can we help you?
Well, I've got an aunt who's got a house out here, and she's got a stoop with a step or two, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's about 20 inches high, and it's just straight down the sidewalk, and I was wondering the approximate cost of a ramp for that.
Hi, John, first of all. So a ramp, it depends on what kind of ramp you're going to go with, but the easiest way to go is with an aluminum ramp. It's something that sits in place. Yeah. You can remove it, and it was like it was never there. They're really great. So for every inch of rise, so from the ground up to the door threshold, you need a foot of ramp for ADA compliance. If you go less than that, it will be too steep and you can't use it. So in this case, you're talking about 20 inches. It would require about 20 feet of ramp, okay? And plus maybe a platform at the top. You like to put a platform at a door so that you're not on an incline when you're entering and exiting the home. Average cost for something like this is between, I would say, $4,500 and $7,000, just depending on the configuration, how many platforms flat platforms you need, if you need any turning platforms or things like that. Okay, and that's installed. So it would be something that we would have to come out and take a look at. Obviously, we would come out for free, take a look, get you a quote. Nowadays, we can get you a quote pretty much right on the spot and a drawing. So if you wanted us to come out, let us know, and I can give you a better idea of what that is. Okay. But that's about what you're looking at.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning project of your choice, buddy. 312. Is that standard? 312-981-7200. 20-inch stoop. Is that your standard size stoop, or are they just...
No, it's all over the place. What you have to take into account is not the size of the stoop. It's the height from the ground to the door threshold. Hmm. That's the measurement that will determine how much ramp you need. For every inch, you need a foot of ramp.
Okay.
So
what about the width of the stoop?
So, you know, it depends on what the obstructions are on either side of it, but 9 times out of 10, we're putting a platform at the door because there's usually a step out of the house down onto the stoop. So we're usually putting a platform over the stoop, and those platforms, to be ADA compliant, are 5x5, and we could go down to a 4x4.
Okay.
But that's about what you're looking at. So the size of the stoop doesn't really matter because we're covering it.
Size doesn't matter, Igor. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We've been told that a lot, and we've just been confirmed. 312-981-7200. Bert and Cherry Hill, you have a question for Mr. Floor.
I do. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure, bud.
Cleaning the floor, how often can you use your floor products on a hardwood floor?
So our products are designed to be used as needed. So feel free to use them for spot cleaning. You could do general cleaning. You really can't overuse the product. We actually have a lot of clients really that will have a bottle of our floor cleaner, for example, under the kitchen sink. If something
That's
is
me.
Spilled, there you go, Amy. So if something is spilled, you could just spritz it on, take a paper towel, wipe it off. And then if you want to do general cleaning, then we would recommend, again, just spraying it onto the floor using a flat, dry microfiber mop to kind of go over the floor. And then you should see, when you flip that mop over, you should see a lot of dirt and debris and everything on that cloth.
Oh, A.K.A. schmutz.
Right.
I currently use a duster mop that you spray with end dust and clean up all the dust. Is that appropriate to do that, or just use the Mr. Floor product?
Well, if you want to destroy your
floors now,
if you want to destroy your floors and make your floors seem like ice skating rinks, it's a great idea to do that. But we're trying to get our listeners away from that, Bert, for more safety and to uphold the integrity of your floor over the long term.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend against end dust. I would recommend. We've actually had clients think that they should use something like a pledge on their floor, and you know, and talk about an ice skating rink. I mean, that's just downright dangerous. So the problem with a lot of those products, as we've been discussing all morning, is that they're going to encapsulate. They're going to leave a film, and it's going to make it that much harder for you to clean, and they may become dangerously slippery. So I would recommend, just again, a flat microfiber mop. Microfiber is great because you'll never scratch your floor using microfiber, and they're very absorbent. So
have you ever heard of a microfiber mop, Bert? Have you ever heard of one? No?
Yeah, I have. In fact, I just bought some refills because that's what I use.
There you go.
And how far west do you go? You talked about buffing floors and so on and so forth, trying to fix them.
Yeah, where you located?
Cherry Valley.
Cherry Valley.
Cherry Valley.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be happy to come out and do the deep cleaning process on your floors, and hopefully, you know, with one shot, we could possibly restore them back to a condition that we can kind of hand it back over to you to kind of take it the rest of the way. But we'd be happy to take a look at it for you.
Where is Cherry Valley? This is the,
I was going to ask that.
Last night, my daughter, I picked her up. She came in from Iowa. And they dropped them off at over by Woodfield.
It's not as far west as Iowa.
And they came off the, you know, stupid. Well, okay, nice shot. Shots fired. All right, that's round one. You saw that, veteran. Shots fired. So they came home and they were talking to this, you know, another girl, college student came off the bus, and they, that's whatever her name is, and she's from Cherry Valley. And now,
oh, there you go.
Less than like 12 hours later, here's another. Where the hell is Cherry Valley, Bert?
Cherry Valley is between Belvedere and Rockford.
Okay. Oh, that's
close. It is right off I-90. It's the first exit past the Chrysler Stellantis.
I know exactly where you're at. Okay.
It's like an hour.
I know.
Yeah. It's an hour. A
couple of minutes. Yeah.
No, I used to go to Belvedere all the time.
Yeah.
We won't say what. I had mm-hmm. a couple of back rubs there. You know what I'm talking about, Bert.
The water park.
Yeah. Water park. Right. Water park.
Mm-hmm. They do back.
Yeah. Okay. You went to the water park. You went too far. Okay. So, Bert, hang on. Do you go out to Belvedere?
We do.
Okay. So, Bert, Igor or a member of his team will give you a call. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice so you can stop with the end dust and get off of that product. Yeah. And go ahead.
And by the way, Bert, you know, if you go to MrFlora.com, you can actually see we sell really fantastic microfiber mops, handles, refill pads. I mean, all of that. Full aluminum construction. So if you're looking for a good one, that would be one to try.
And you just rip off the, you detach the mop head, put it in the washing machine, dry it, and then put it back on, Bert. Yeah. I've done it many times myself. That means it's idiot-proof. So there you go.
Well, I'd be interested in have someone take a look at his floor and try to straighten it out I can move from there.
Yeah, no. Bert, Igor will contact you after the show, buddy.
All righty.
All right, thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show.
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
3 months, you see? There you go.
Right.
A perfect example.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo. Let's get some text from the beginning of the show. Hello, David. Love your show, which gets your text read right away. Nice job. When someone does a reverse mortgage, who pays the property tax? The homeowner pays the property tax and the insurance. So you still have to pay the taxes and the insurance. Morning, David. I have a plumbing question. What do I do to stop a toilet from leaking into the basement? I told Richard from 217 to move, but we sent it to Mike Epping, who will contact Richard and give him advice.
It might just need a new seal.
That's what Michael said, the wax seal.
Yeah.
He texted back.
That's really simple.
Yep. For a plumber. You have to lift
it. I put toilets in once in a while, not myself.
Wow. But, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big shout over there. Put toilets in.
Well, you're talking about accessible toilets.
I've done it.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, we do.
I've done it.
And, taller toilets are a big thing in the accessibility industry.
Tell you what, here, I'm 58 years old. Okay, I just want to throw that out there. I have never replaced a wax plug. I will never. The only thing I'm doing on a toilet is sitting on a toilet, even when I pee, because the aim's a lot better and it's a lot more comfortable. Just want to let you know that. Okay, and I recommend it to guys at night when you first get married. Trust me.
Yours a heated toilet?
It is, but I never use it because there's too many contraptions. Oh,
do you have a bidet?
I do. I don't. It's unplugged. My builder put it in. He's like, this is the greatest thing. I got a remote control. I got like an 8 to 12 inch remote control. All these buttons. I'm like, I just want to do what I got.
Learning curve.
I just want to do what I want to do and get the hell out of there.
Turn the heat on.
I don't want to turn the heat on. I got a third degree. I got a
no.
I got a sensitive bum.
All right.
Yeah, very sensitive bum. I don't need any burn marks down
Understood.
There. Okay? It's one of my highlights, one of my favorite features.
Oh.
Highlighted features when I'm hired to talk is my bum. Understood. 312
You have a bum for radio.
I've never been hired to talk. That's the problem. 312-981-7200. Does my senior tax deferment prevent me from taking a reverse mortgage? I think that could have a challenge with a reverse mortgage, but we will have one of our experts, Jose Rodriguez, give you a call to talk you through that. And here's the last mortgage question. We got a couple of calls. A mortgage in Virginia was taken out by one married partner, but the other partner has been the primary payer for at least a couple of years. Can the mortgage be transferred to the other partner's name without refinancing? The mortgage has a very low interest rate. Now, the only reason you would be concerned about this is if the partner who's name is on the mortgage passes away, right? Because then how do they find out about it when you have to send in the updated insurance certificate every year that you paid your insurance? The mortgagee clause changes because the name of the person paying the insurance changes. So Igor, if you were the only one on the mortgage and your smoke show wife Susan?
Bobby
Is not on the mortgage. Who's Susan?
Not even close. I don't know.
But very, very nice lady.
Thank you.
So if Bobby wasn't on the mortgage, right, and you were on the mortgage, and God forbid something happened to you, Bobby's still living there. They'd want an updated insurance policy. You're no longer here. Bobby's name's on the insurance. 9 times out of 10, they're going to pick that up. Okay? So I just want to put that. We wish you live a very long and prosperous life.
Thank you.
And Bobby has you until you're 115, which would be kind of weird. But that's a whole other story for another day. But in this case, what the owner of the home can do is call up their current servicer, ask them if they would add the partner that's paying the mortgage to the current mortgage. All they can say is no. I mean, you can't fall off the floor. So call up the servicer, which is the name of the company that you send your mortgage payment to. Say, hey, I would like to add my partner. Will you do it? It's a yes or no. You got a 50-50 shot. So give it a shot. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Judy in Chicago, you got a question for Igor. We got a minute before the break.
Okay. I have a relatively new matte finish porcelain kitchen floor. What do I use to clean it so it doesn't etch the floor?
Doesn't scratch the floor.
Etch.
I know what she means. Yeah.
What's an etch mean?
So is it a smooth surface or is it
Totally smooth.
Okay. So I would recommend, I mean, I would say you should try our tile and grout cleaner. If it's a porcelain, floor, our cleaner will not etch it. It will not cause any issues with it. And depending on what you've been using, it may take some time, again, for us to kind of break through whatever may be on the surface. But we should be able to leave your floor fairly clean once we're done.
So tile and grout cleaner.
Correct. Yeah, just go to MrFloor.com.
Okay.
And then don't forget the promo code WGN and look for the tile and grout cleaner. There are a total of 6 products that we produce, and that's one of them. That'll work perfectly.
We're
going to
send her a sample.
We will send her a sample.
We'll send you a sample so you can test it out, Judy, and then go.
Oh, I love it. But one other question.
Yeah.
Can that same product be used on a honed marble?
No. Floor? No, it cannot and should not. So we actually have a stone cleaner. It's our natural stone cleaner. Again, it's one of the 6 products that we produce. That would be the one that you would use on your natural stone floors.
And the marble.
Yes.
So pick your poison when Patrick picks up the phone. Pick your poison, Patrick. Look at that. 3 P's in a row. That's talented radio hosting right there. On St. Patrick's Day. So pick your product, Judy, and then go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN to purchase the other one, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Judy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. And before we go to the newsroom, the Northwestern Medicine newsroom, I want to put a special shout out to Susan Katz, a longtime listener. My wife went out with her daughter, and Susan Katz wanted to know what was up with my ending of my commercials.com. So I will just say this to Susan Katz. Thank you for listening. There's a variation coming up. There's a method behind the madness, Susan.
Oh boy.
I know it doesn't appear that way, but I am a marketing genius. If you haven't heard, Igor, Northern Illinois.
That's what you keep telling us.
Class of 1988, marketing business degree.
Okay.
There is a method behind my madness, Susan Katz. Hang tight. you'll understand in the future.
All right.
There's you know, you just don't hop in the kitchen and start cooking up and become a Michelin chef over here, right? It takes some time.
We get right?
I got a message I want to deliver. So, Susan Katz, keep your powder dry. I think you're going to enjoy it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mary in Chicago, Beth and McHenry, hang tight. We're going to come to you after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before I talk about the nonsense that's going on in Northbrook politics, you'd be, it's like ridiculous. No, we're going to get to Mary and get to Beth. Mary in Chicago, you have a question for Igor. Fire away, Mary.
Yes. First off, I love the show. David, I love you, and I enjoy you every Saturday morning.
Well, thank you.
I have a question, a couple questions. So I had Mr. Floor come in and do the buffing. Who moves the furniture, and roughly what would an estimate be for a 20 by 30 or 30 by 30? And I don't know if my floors are really hardwood floors or hardwood engineered floors.
Igor?
Yeah, so it really won't matter if they're solid hardwood floors or engineered. The format is sort of irrelevant for this process. What we're looking to do is basically just remove all of the layering that's on the surface of the floor. So the format, again, really won't play into it. And we can move some of your furniture around. What we generally do with this deep cleaning process is we'll actually move, you know, the tables if we can, chairs out of the way. We'll flip the rugs in a little bit and buff all around it. If you don't have a lot of furniture, we can potentially move all of it over and then put it back for you. So the one thing we won't do is we don't want to get into breakables and personal items and electronics, but some of the larger furniture, we can kind of shimmy it around if need be.
All right, Mary?
Great. Yeah. Yes, pretty much it's a sofa and a china cabinet that I would not be able to move into another room.
Yeah. So,
and then what would an estimate roughly be for 20 by 30, 30 by 30?
So we'd have to come out and really take a look and see exactly, you know, how,
right,
you know, how much work we need to do. But I would say if you're somewhere in that size, you'd be looking somewhere in the neighborhood of about $700 to $900 for the whole project.
In addition to moving the furniture, or is that in there?
Generally, we would include that.
Okay. That's not bad, Mary.
Great, yeah, it sounds good. And then how long of a lead time would I need to call in advance to have it scheduled?
So our general lead time is 2 to 3 weeks out. So give us a couple of weeks to get you on the production schedule, and we'll be happy to accommodate your start date.
Great, thanks, guys.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, and thanks for enjoying the show and listening to the show. Beth and McHenry, you got a question for Mike Houston because he's big at cleaning ovens. Go ahead, Beth.
All right, thank you. I sure appreciate and love your program every Saturday.
Thank you.
Well, I use your vinyl and laminate cleaner now on my luxury vinyl tile. I love it. In fact, as I was listening this morning, I was using it. Anyway, my question is, what product do you have to recommend on cleaning appliances? And I just have white appliances. I'm at your website right now looking at your products.
So unfortunately, we don't produce an appliance.
There's an opportunity.
Yeah,
you know, I see opportunities. I smell it.
We may have to take a look into it. You know, but appliances are, so it depends, right? So if you have stainless steel versus,
painted
steel, or right, you know, sometimes they're cladded with a like a cabinet type finish. Now, I will tell you, we do produce a cabinet cleaner. So you can try our cabinet cleaner on the fronts of your cabinets, and if your dishwasher and refrigerator are you know, they have a panel on them that's a finished panel, yeah, you can use our product on that. That would work perfectly because it has a nice degreasing agent and it'll just remove all of the grime.
There's Mike, a good product that I've used before on the GE appliance website called Cerama Bright, Brite. It works real well on the exterior surfaces of your appliances.
And on those days you're not on roofs, are you cleaning our listeners' appliances? You got a little side action?
Side job.
Yeah. You go to McHenry?
Right. I can.
You service McHenry, Best Home in McHenry. All right. Hey, Beth, hang on for your Mr. Cleaning product of your choice, and thanks for listening.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. So before we hit the break here, I just want an update. Voting starts on Monday, early voting. I encourage everybody to get involved in voting, especially in your local municipal elections. This has gotten so dirty in Northbrook. This is how freaking ridiculous this is. And Tony, I want this to post this. Josh Kaplan is running for Village Board president. Josh Kaplan received a letter in the mail because some schmuck did a background check on Josh Kaplan. And when he was in his 20s, Josh Kaplan was arrested for a misdemeanor Class A soliciting prostitution. Josh is saying that he was in a alleyway urinating and got arrested and went to court and basically everything was dropped. That's according to Josh. Okay? Some putz prints this off and sends it to him at his store. Josh's hot dogs. He has a hot dog joint. Josh, how would all of your female supporters feel knowing that this is how you view women as a commodity? Maybe it's best for you to drop out of the race before this becomes public and you embarrass yourself further. Sincerely, a friend. Josh posted this on Facebook. So I'm pulling this from Facebook. So this friend, you testicularly challenged putts. You want to go and start firing off letters like this? Who the hell are you? If I got judged for everything that I did in my 20s, forget about it. I wouldn't be here on WGN. I'll tell you that right now. Okay? There's no shot. If I got judged for everything I did when I was in my teens, forget about it. Right? If I got judged for things I did 2 weeks ago, forget about it. This guy, he made a mistake. Whatever happened, he got arrested. He said he didn't do anything. It's 20 years ago. 25 years ago. You're that desperate to try to destroy this guy and blackmail this guy that you're sending letters that are under investigation with Northbrook PD is investigating it right now, you putz? You're that desperate to take this guy out and to control your fiefdom in Northbrook that you're trying to blackmail him? Guess what? It's not working. Vote. Get involved with your local elections so it's nonsense. Like, if it's happening in Northbrook, 33,222 people. In a Tony beautiful North Shore town, right? They're that desperate to hang on to their power that they're sending them blackmail letters. You idiots. Vote. Early voting starts Monday. Get involved with your local election. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
This text might actually raise your blood pressure. Let me read it to you. Hochberg is sexy. There's nothing sexier than a thick, intelligent man who speaks his mind.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's nice when his mom texts in. That's nice.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was after I was on with Lisa about a month ago. I think it's an accurate assessment of
the current, she likes you.
Accurate assessment of the current situation. Mm-hmm. That was from a texter. Not you should see the text Lisa sends me. Forget about it. Oh. Can't even read it on the air. It's pretty impersonal. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Amy, my wife is 76 years old, recently diagnosed with dementia. Mm-hmm. We have a staircase and a bathroom tub. What can you do to help me help my wife?
Well, first things first, we can...
Do you get a lot of those calls? I mean, is that...
Yeah, that's the probably the most common.
That's most inbound?
And those are the two most dangerous places, the staircase and the bathroom.
Okay.
In your home.
Well, not so much, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, physical challenges.
You know, it's sometimes people don't have mobility issues, but they have dementia, and they have a hard time navigating the stairs. So a stair lift is a very good solution for that, because they sit down, they press one button, and they're up and down, and they're not uneven on the stairs or confused on the stairs, okay. Standing, you know. And then the other thing that we can do is very common. We can do a bathroom remodel. We could take it that far. But also, we can just remove the tub and put in a walk-in shower or a roll-in shower, either one. It's really a quick and painless and cost-effective solution. But it would be something that we would need to come out and do a free consultation. So, these are very, very straightforward things, both of them. It's something that we deal with every day, and it's painless and cheap.
Is that 40%, 60%, 80% of your inbound calls, something like that, or lower percentage?
Oh, more than that. Yeah. Stair lifts and those tub removals.
That's your wheelhouse.
That is our wheelhouse. That is what we do probably, I would say, 70% of the time.
And you want to plug Decatur. I know that you guys just opened up your brand new facility in Decatur, Illinois, servicing. I know you were servicing Central Illinois, but now you have a jump off point from Decatur.
Yep. Yeah. So all of Central Illinois and Southern Illinois, is being serviced. So we have a whole team down there that can take care of you, and we can do all of these modifications down there as well.
What's the best way to reach you, website or phone?
Phone is 630-616-6249. And our website is www.allaboutaccess.com.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, take some photo line. We got a couple of texts here about drones. Can you explain how you incorporate drone technology in with not only your residential, but more so with your commercial inspections?
So with both, the drones are very useful, especially on big, tall buildings. Like, I don't carry a 40-foot ladder on the top of my Toyota Highlander. So if I have a drone...
That's kind of cool to see that.
Well, why not?
I could turn it sideways and start flying. So a drone would allow me to see the top of a building, you know, try to get the account of the penetrations, how the perimeters flashed, interior, exterior drainage. It would just help me to see what type of roof might be the best. As far as a shingle roof goes, again, 2-3 stories in the air sometimes, you know, 12-12, which is a very steep pitch. You can't climb it, so you use a drone and you get as many views as you can. And the drones have really great resolution on their 4K camera abilities.
And it makes the assessment faster.
Makes the assessment faster, more accurate than, for lack of better words, guessing. Recently, the reason David's bringing this up and the caller's calling in, we used a drone to look at a 100-foot tall clock tower in the city.
On Fulton Street.
On Fulton.
Yeah.
To see what is up there, how it's built, and what we need to do to make it watertight and better.
Prior to that, you probably have to get a crane or something up there in order to, or build scaffolding to...
Well, you know, ironically, on the inside of this clock tower, there's two... floor levels, and there's 40-foot extension ladders extended fully to each level of flooring, and then up on the top floor, there's a hatch that goes out onto this clock tower roof.
Yeah, that would be a hard pass.
Wow. No, thank you.
Igor?
You know, I was just going to mention, you know, Mike's talking about these drones. We, one of the services that we offer is we actually come out and do inspections. So inspectors come out and do a home inspection, whether it's a sale or a purchase, we get called out to actually inspect the flooring. So while we're there, I see this person flying a drone above the home. And the long and short of it is that was basically an insurance inspector, and they're checking the roof before they'll even write you insurance policy. Coverage.
Yep. Uh-huh. 100%.
Which is unbelievable.
Well, you know why?
Yeah.
How much does a roof cost?
Oh, good God. A lot.
Yeah. So if you're buying a 15-year-old house or a 20-year-old house, most likely, Mike, it would have original shingles up there.
Most likely to have an original roof, and it's, you know, to the last third of its life, typically.
Yeah, so the insurance companies are getting very, very smart.
They're getting very smart.
Very smart.
Yep, and this just happened just a couple of weeks ago.
100%, and you're going to see a lot more of that. Mm-hmm. So question for you, do you just whip the drone out of your trunk, or do you have a special drone technician at Lindholm that goes around and does
the drone work? We have a special drone technician at Lindholm that'll go out and take a look at things for us.
Yeah.
Drone pilot.
Well trained. Yeah. Well, drone pilot.
No, you have to be. Right. If you do it by me in Northbrook, because of Palwaukee or whatever the hell it's called right now.
Yeah. Executive
Airport. Yeah. You've got to let them know you got a drone going up there, because you're in a landing zone there. Right, and you could interfere with all that stuff. So you've got to get special.
Don't do it in Elk Grove or Des Plaines. Anywhere near O'Hare.
Same thing.
That's right.
Same thing. I mean, it's right. You go to Palatine. You go to Northbrook. Right. It's over at Elk Grove.
O'Hare.
Buffalo. Wheeling is right there over by Executive Air. It's Palwaukee Airport. Always, and Sears Tower will always be Sears Tower. You could take your Willis Tower.
And John Hancock.
Well, the top of the cock is no longer. They used to have the bar up there in the restaurant, the top of the cock.
99th or whatever it was called.
96th floor.
96th?
Yeah, you always went there. I called it something else. But
you're being very nostalgic.
I'm being very Chicago.
Yeah.
It's still...
Listen, no, I get it.
Don't even start with me. All right. That all right. Nonsense with the different...
I purchased an $18 beer there once.
Sure, right. right.
Well, how much did you enjoy it?
Financed my home to buy it.
WGN had shows up there at Christmas time.
Oh, nice.
I used to go, the top of the Hancock. hosts that are no longer here.
Did it rotate or am I?
No. That one did not rotate. That was the Skokie. That was the Skokie Hilton that I used to have. Yeah, come on. It's right in your backyard.
Rotating floor. Yeah.
You had the rotating floor at the top of the Hilton there. North Shore Hilton.
North Shore Hilton.
You're welcome. That's where I got Bar Mitzvah in the basement, 1979. Oh. A little nostalgic. Nice. And the Bears used to stay there the night before Bears games.
Really?
Back in the day. 312-981-7200. Absolutely worthless information here we're giving out right now, but it's fun. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here's a question for you. Did the state of Illinois, Frank came on and mentioned that program. Okay.
Yep, the INSEL, yeah.
The $35,000 mm-hmm. grant, which was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Texture wants to know, did the state of Illinois restart the program to assist with people with disabilities to do work in their home? And I'll tell you what. We launched it on this show,
mm-hmm.
and we got calls from listeners who needed the money because their children were no longer babies and were turning into adolescents, and they can no longer carry their children up the stairs or transition them in and out of the bathtubs because they're growing into
adults.
Right. Yeah. You're going through puberty and stuff. They're no longer 10, 15 pounds. You got a 60, 80 pound kid.
Yep, they fit in different equipment.
Yeah.
They need to upgrade everything.
What's going on with that program?
So they did get funding. So the new funding starts on July 1st, and believe they got more funding.
That's phenomenal.
Yes. So I'm pretty sure they got more funding.
It's such a great program.
It's amazing, and it's very helpful, and it helps people get all of the modifications they need instead of just one modification. That $35,000 can go a lot farther than some of the other grant programs.
312-981-7200. David Plyer is in the control room. The David Plyer. Can't believe he came to see our show. I've been waiting, I don't know, 4 years for a Plyer appearance.
Is that all?
That's it.
He's all dressed for St. Patrick's.
He's all dressed up. He's got his green jersey on. 4 years, he's got to do the show for Mr. Plyer to show up, right? He's got an open invitation. Never accepts it. I feel slighted, but I'll get over it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Can you use the product? Can you use the product comment on the kitchen tiled floor to clean the tile and the grout? So you've got tile floor cleaning, so you could do it in the grout.
Mr. Floor Tile and Grout Cleaner? Absolutely. It's perfect.
Got it. I think Plyer's jealous. We got the green screens up in the camera, and he wanted to see how it works behind the green curtain. Kind of in front of the green curtain. All right, Plyer, you could come in during the break and check it out if you want to. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got, of course, four callers calling in the last half hours of the show. Happens every week. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kind of nervous. I got a radio professional in studio. I'm doing this live read. WGN Radio's Hoops Challenge, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Take the WGN Radio Hoops Challenge, sponsored by the previous aforementioned ChevyDriveChicago.com. Starting tomorrow, Sunday night, you'll want to get in your brackets, because all the brackets will be released. You want to get in your picks, score the most points to have a shot at winning a $500 gift card to Whittingham Meats, courtesy of your local Chevy dealers. Go to WGNRadio.com/hoops to register and play. And it's all sponsored by your local Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. David Plyer has accepted our invitation, Igor. It's been an open invitation for 4 years.
By the way, radio professional Patrick and Ben they're going, who's in studio?
Well, for David Hochberg, they're like, who's that guy hosting it? We finally got a big shot in here. So what are you doing downtown?
Well, we came to see the river, and this is the best view out of WGN Radio Studios, right?
Forget about it.
But absolutely. But Eric and I were down, my fiance were down at Chief O'Neill's this morning, so we led the parade to... Brands Park with the Pipers and stuff, and then I emceed the thing, and then went in there, had a couple drinks, and we're like, we cannot do it. We're coming back at 7. We can't do this all day. I can't do it anymore.
You can.
No, you can't.
There's IV drips.
Yeah.
You put a port in, Dave.
Yeah, I've seen
and
those.
And you put an IV bag underneath your you got a Blackhawk sweater on.
Yeah,
very
I do.
Nicely done.
I do, yeah, thank you.
And you just change out, you just put a port in, you just change out the bags. Nobody will know the difference.
Walk around with a little pole.
No. There's a, you put a pouch switch on your back.
Okay.
And you just,
like a colostomy bag, almost.
Yeah, and yeah. Erica just changes it out. But you know,
you could fill it with whiskey.
It's a, well, that's another thing.
Ooh, you could.
See, yeah. This is why we have these type of shows.
I'm gluten-free. I the beer really like makes me flare up and stuff. So it's going to be whiskey, but I can't drink whiskey for 12 hours. And you say I can.
Through IV, I really you can't. Can. You won't know.
A slow drip?
Yeah. Okay. This is the value of the show. It's not just home improvements. So what do you think in front of the green curtains here?
Yeah, it's cool. Well, I'm blending in quite a bit. I like it. Yeah. I hope you didn't mind me mentioning Chief O'Neill's because there's enough sponsors on the show.
No. But
I'm just throwing another one out there. Okay, yeah. They do a nice job.
They do a nice job.
And it's packed in there. But I'm telling you, the food, the way they did the food this year, like you can't do a buffet for 10,000 people.
No.
So they box their lunches, corned beef and cabbage and fish and chips and all kinds of really good stuff. But it's going all day, man. It's going to like 2, 3 in the morning.
And you get 15% of whatever they take in. Is that
zero. Okay. I get maybe a corned beef sandwich.
All right. We got to take calls. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
how this radio thing works.
Good seeing you guys.
You're always welcome.
Thank you, sir.
And still waiting for an invitation to join his show on Friday nights.
We can do that.
Keep waiting, Dave.
We'll make
that way. Just top rated show here at WGN. Yeah. Saturdays 10 until 1.
Yeah.
You think you'd want that host to be on his show?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just still waiting.
Yeah. Just make me an offer. All right. Have a great show.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
See ya.
312-981-7200. Let's get to some calls. VA Benefits, Alan Hammond, you got a question for Amy. Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend.
I was charged from the Treasury Department because I was under a hardship. $2,800, $200 every month. And now it's all been taken care of. But how do I get that money back, or can I? I've called my congressman, wrote him a letter. I called twice. They said, you can't get it back.
What's $2,800 for, Al?
Well, when I was in the hospital, private hospital in 2018, everything that they charged, they gave so much of a copay.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, everything went up. I was in there for 30 days with kidney problems.
What do you think? This is more a VA benefits question?
Yeah, this is a VA benefits question. But have you been in touch with a patient advocate at the VA by any chance?
No.
That's your
VA.
That's probably your best plan of action is to find a patient advocate at the VA, explain this issue to them, and then see if there's any ways that they can figure out how to get payment from the private sector or for the private health care that you had outside of the VA. I do know that sometimes they cover those things, but I can't guarantee you anything. You would need to talk to that patient advocate.
Mike, bring all documentation that you have with you. And the VA patient advocate is your best source of information, but bring all your documentation, your bills, the fact that you paid, everything.
So call into the VA and just tell them when you get to the switchboard that you want to reach a patient advocate, and they can help you through that process.
KL?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, buddy, good luck, and thank you for your service, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Robert in Oak Park, you got a question for Igor Marak.
Yes, and actually a plumbing question too, very simple. But for Igor, I have a hardwood floor approximately, I'm in a studio condominium downtown Oak Park, and it's 345 square foot. So not a huge area, but sufficient for my needs. And furniture moving is not such a problem. I have a few things to move, but, you know, I was just wondering, ballpark, what it might cost, and I'll call later to Igor, to the Mr. Floor, and have him come out and give me a hard estimate, but just a ballpark on that.
Ballpark.
Are you talking about just our deep cleaning process that you're interested in?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I should have specified.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, for an area of that size, I mean, you know, it's something, again, we should really take a look at before we give any hard numbers. But I would say anywhere between $600 and $800 for something like that. It'll just more or less fall under our minimum, and we'll be happy to come on and take care of that for you.
Okay. And, David, quick plumbing question. I have a stainless steel sink, and, you know, where the drain is, that circular area with the seal. For some reason, I bought some stainless steel knives, and they rusted. So I got a couple large rust marks. Is there anything I can do to remove those, or do I need to replace the the sink drainer area, and do I have to pay a plumber? You know, they charge $189 to come out.
I'll tell you what my wife uses is that Barkeeper's Friend. Is that what it's bark? There's a cleaning product called Bark. I think it's
Barkeeper's Friend.
Barkeeper's Friend. Yeah, it does an amazing job. Or any type of stainless steel cleaning product. I try those for. I don't think a plumber's going to help you, but I think the Barkeeper's Friend is the name of the product, right?
Yes, it is. And if you have rust on the actual, you know, whatever part you're talking about, that might be when you want to have a plumber just come and take a look at it, because it probably does need to be replaced.
And if the Barkeeper's Friend or a stainless cleaning product doesn't do the job, then call back, and I've got your number. I'll text you my number, and I'll get you in touch with Mike Epping and his team at Center Guard. Okay, bud?
Oh, well, Center Guard, because I've heard you talk to them. And one other plumbing question. Let me make a note. Actually, I'm in 1926 a constructed building, and I've had issues off and on with the hot water, the pressure. And I call the management. They send out the sniffle plumbing, and they try hard. He's got some kind of pressurization thing that he hooks up and, you know, put pressure, and that seems to allow more hot water to come, but it doesn't always seem to last. I wonder what is the big fix. And again, I'm in a condo, so who's actually responsible now for that?
The Condominium Association. I'd advise you to move, but that would be my standard recommendation.
It sounds like there could be sediment in the water heater,
and so the screens
needs to be replaced.
Where the water comes out of your faucets, the screens
collect that.
Have you unscrewed this?
No, everybody, that's been checked.
Okay, so I'm going to get you in touch with Mike Epping, and he'll reach back out to you, because this is, you don't want any plumbing advice from me other than flushing toilets. I mean, that's all you want. That's
it. I've got that wired, David. I got wired.
Okay, then I'd go back to your source, because I have no idea. And if you want Mike to give me an estimation, or you know, try to flow chart it for you, I'll be more than happy to share your number with him.
Okay, well, I'll call you back on that. Like I say, I listen every weekend.
Well, thank you, and we'll be here every weekend to answer your question. Okay,
because it's a very, very good show, very informative. You know, one of the best shows. I get up early on Saturday just to listen to your predecessor and yourself.
Well, we're very fortunate to follow Lou Manfredini, the Babe Ruth of Saturday morning radio. We're very fortunate.
Right. Now, I know he has an Ace Hardware. Do you know where that's located? What city?
I do not, but maybe I could ask Ben and Patrick to find out.
Villa Park.
Oh, it's in Villa Park. Okay. Yes, it's in Villa Park.
Okay.
All right.
I'm right next door. So usually I prefer to go to Ace than, you know, I'm in Menards, and the other guys are okay too, but you get more specialized service at an Ace.
Absolutely. And we got to hit a break here, Robert, because I'm a minute late and I don't want to get yelled at. So thanks for calling, bud. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got Joe and Munster with a question for Mike Houston about vinyl siding coming up after the break. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I'd like to thank David Plyer for finally stopping by. It's kind of rude not to stop by sooner. It must be hundreds of invitations, Igor.
He's busy.
Handwritten notes, nothing. Whatever. Dave Plyer, Mr. Big Shot. Well, glad he finally came in. I'm just saying. 312-981-7200. Joe and Munster, you have a question for Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. My name is Joe. I'm a new guy on the show. I have a question about my vinyl siding. It's probably 10 or 12 years old, and it was once like a celery green, but a lot of the panels now have turned almost silver. I've cleaned it a couple of times. It doesn't seem to do any good, and I want to find out if there's a product that would bring the original color back.
I doubt it, Joe. And by the way, welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. Do you know what manufacturer of the vinyl siding?
Serpentine.
Serpentine?
Keen, yes.
Serpentine?
Serpentine.
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 All right, so get the...
is it warranty?
You could file a claim. It's possible you can file a claim. It's vinyl siding that's 10 to 12 years old is not supposed to fade as much as you're making it sound like it has. I don't think there's any cleaning product that's going to bring back the color.
Can you paint the vinyl siding? Or restain it?
There are products out there. That? Yeah, it would void any warranty you have, but I would say... Call the manufacturer, have them come out. They will send a rep. They will take a look at it, and they will warrant it if it has faded. It could possibly be that they formulated it incorrectly, and that's the problem.
It's pretty impressive that you knew the manufacturer, so that's good. So,
yeah, well, the other thing, go ahead.
No, I just go to their website and say contact. There's got to be a contact us button, and you know, work your way through that.
I'm not familiar with that manufacturer. I'm familiar with CertainTeed.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Okay, CertainTeed. So contact CertainTeed and have them go through the process.
Okay, Mike? Joe?
Yes.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, and thanks for listening. We've got to wrap up the show here. Ladies first, Amy. Your dime, your dance floor.
Well, so I just wanted all the listeners to remember that we are selling some of the best stairlift products on the market, and we're happy to do a free in-home assessment for any need, even any accessibility need you might be concerned about, even outside of stairlifts. We do bathroom modifications, all that fun stuff. So if you're having accessibility issues getting in and out of your home, in the bathroom, on the staircase, give us a call. We'll do a free assessment. And also, we were talking about the insole program through the state of Illinois earlier. You want to get in there now to get your funding starting July 1st. So if you start the process now, you will get your funding for that fiscal year. Okay? So that's kind of...
How do they reach you?
630-616-6249. And our website is allaboutaccess.com.
And you were last minute replacement because Frank Wazlewski lost his aunt, passed away. So may her memory be an eternal blessing.
Absolutely.
To and may Frank's family heal in any way they can for the loss of their aunt. So
yep,
just want to throw
Frank
that
today.
Out there for Frank. Igor, you got a minute? Say goodbye, my friend.
So I want to thank you again, David, for having me. Hopefully we've answered some questions about what makes wood floors slippery, why they're slippery, why slippery is not a good thing, and why it's a sign of trouble, and why it's a sign of generally a cleaning issue. We would encourage everybody to visit MrFloor.com and take a look at our line of cleaning products. So you've got great experience with them, David.
100%.
I know Amy uses them as well.
Yes.
We have hundreds of our clients throughout Chicagoland using them. Visit MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN to try our products, and we're very confident that you will love them. We are a full-service flooring company, so if your needs include refinishing floors, installation of floors, buffing and cleaning, sanding, resealing, we do offer all of those services as well. And you can, again, visit us online at MrFloor.com or give us a call at 847-674-7500.
Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing, your dime, your dance floor, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. So many people are down here watching the river turn green. It's a beautiful sight. Give us a call, 76 years in business in Chicago. Free estimates, free assessments. We're doing all kinds of work around your home. Please give us a call at 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
We have Big Ten basketball tourney action coming up after the show, so hang on for that. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home or want a free consultation, credit card debt is at an all-time high. We're over $1.3 trillion. I know you love your sexy 4, 3, 2% rate, but that unsexy $20, $40, $60, $80, $150,000 with credit card debt is suffocating you and crushing your family. There is a better way to get out from under that. The only thing that you have gained over the past 5 years is equity in your home because of the lower rates. So if you would like to look at ways of converting that equity into cash and paying off some of that higher interest rate loan and lower your overall monthly payment. Yes, you might be leaving your 2, 3, and 4% mortgage, but your overall monthly payment will be substantially less. And it's not about the rate, it's about the payment. Don't be selfish with your 2, 3, 4% rate. Look at what is happening with your family and the debt that you're accumulating and the money you're wasting on credit card interest rates, and put yourself into a better position, stress-free position, by converting that equity into cash. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720. Thanks for listening. You want to reach me during the week, 56david.com, or go to 855-563-2843. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned for Big Ten basketball.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, Amy Ferrarell from Access, and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.